if men were named as birds. I sit at the window, leaning uncomfortably against the frame, for nothing is soft in an old body, naming the familiar birds as they take turns darting from the angle of trees and brush at the edge of the yard to the string of feeders. Niger, suet, sunflower, millet, and mealworm hung from the lone branch of a box elder that extends over the yard like ornaments honoring an avian Christmas or some other celebration of an alien bird-headed god. White-throated sparrows rummage through old leaves. A white-breasted nuthatch clings to the high trunk of a hackberry, waiting for the red-bellied sapsucker to finish its meal of seed and congealed grease. Amidst a flurry of impatient fluttering, a half-dozen house finches compete with a trio of northern cardinals for four spots at an open feeder. Black-capped chickadees, tufted titmice, and a lone American goldfinch nervously dart inside the mesh of a cage, intended not to trap them, but rather to keep the larger birds from devouring all of the feed. In the yew, a brown thrasher observes. Other regulars, the family of downy woodpeckers, the eastern phoebe, pine siskins, Carolina wrens, elude my eyes at the moment, although my wife, who has snuck up behind me, says she hears the call of the wren. I am able to distinguish it only when she points it out. I say nothing of the mourning doves, rock pigeons, grackles, and European starlings, except to note that they know well of our address. If men were named as birds, by a species who did not prize men's dignity, they would not bear names from a holy book, not John, nor Paul, nor David, nor Muhammad. Instead, if men were named as birds, we would all know at least one puffed-up whistler, one stilt-legged tippler, and a fair number of dark-eyed swindlers. We would share neighborhoods with red-handed varmints and silver-tongued dashings. We would take turns at the communal bath with beer-bellied jackanapes, southern darlings, and northern migrants. My father would have been known, at the end of his days, as the orchid-tending thrasher, who knew gentleness only by chance. You, my friend, I would call the desert dawn caller, whom the sun follows as though a herald. And I, the sunken-chested warbler, singing a whippoorwill's song, either confused or perhaps amused by the ungainly manner in which my voice has been integrated into the surrounding cacophony.